Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is the Happy Hour.
You guys are on a Happy Hour?
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America.
Yeah, maybe I'll come for a couple.
Here are your hosts, Nick Sainert.
I am a huge guy.
And Enrique Alvarez Cleary.
C is for chunk.
Brought to you by Empire Fence and Netting on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome in. Happy Wednesday. This is the Happy Hour. 93.7 The Ticket, theticketfm.com. Nick Sainert and Rico with you. What's up, Rico?
Yeller.
How is the day?
Great. Fantastic. Fantabulous.
A little warm outside?
A little toasty.
That's right, though.
But it's all good because you know why? I got the AC in my car fixed.
That part. I thought you were going to say Mary Ellen's fed our soul.
Well,
today.
There is also that.
There's that piece, too. Mary Ellen's came in clutch with the catfish, coleslaw, collard greens, corn, and then some. And
the letter of the day is C.
Yeah. There you have it. Anyway, 402-464-5685, the Honda of Lincoln hotline, and the Starter Heyman text line are open for you guys the entire show today, as well as the Starter Heyman Jewelers live video stream, Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Allo Channel 961. All places for you guys to get in touch with the show. We've got a loaded show for you guys. We're going to talk college football to start. I had a tweet come across my Twitter sphere yesterday that it involves the postseason, specifically the 12-team playoff. But I want to talk to Rico about it. I want to get your guys' thoughts on it because it has implications that could certainly benefit the teams that do make the playoff down the road. Years to come, we're talking. It will certainly benefit those guys. It kind of goes hand in hand with a motion that was proposed earlier this week, or maybe it was late last week as well, where they were trying, they brought up the possibility of doing away with the spring transfer portal window.
Which get rid of it.
I was surprised with that. If they were going to get rid of one of them, I was surprised that they would get rid of the spring one and keep the one that happens in December. And I say that because guess what? If the portal's not open in December, more people are going to play. You're going to stick around. Number one, you're going to have everybody sticking around in bowl games. Mm-hmm. Now, with hypothetical, the spring window not being a thing, but the winter window is what we'll call it, still a thing. And now that you've expanded the playoffs and it's going to go deeper into January, you're going to have teams that have 3, 4, maybe 5 games left making the decision to opt out with those 3, 4, 5 games left because they have to enter the portal because they can't wait till spring. They can't wait till the spring window. And so also it makes it very tough for some people that are on a fringe depth chart.
Yeah.
Because they won't be able to go somewhere else ahead of the summer and enroll before fall camp.
I think a spring summer transfer window would benefit college football and college athletes much better. Mm-hmm. In ways that December one, first off, that sucks because you have guys who after the season ends, maybe before the bowl games, we see it every year, decide to sit out, whatever, and you're missing them in those games. Well, if you have it in the spring or the summer or both, whatever, after all those bowl games are played, you have all those guys, just like you were saying, who are playing in those games. And then after the season is over, completely over, and you go through your final team meetings, and maybe you go through a couple workouts in the spring, you find out where you're sitting on the depth chart, right? Or at least close to where you're sitting on the depth chart. Then you can enter the transfer portal and find a new home. Whereas in the winter, I mean, I feel like that's taking a shot, you know, betting on yourself, going somewhere. They're bringing in, you know, new freshmen. All of a sudden you get buried on the depth chart. And guess what? It's too late. You can't transfer again because there's nothing in the spring or the summer. If they got rid of one of the windows, I'd get rid of the December one.
I agree.
And then I would have it in the spring, summer. So you're going through those workouts. You decide or you are told, because sometimes you get told, hey, it's not going to work out here.
You're going to have to move on.
Yeah, you're going to have to go somewhere else, or you're just going to have to be done. You decide to leave. And then you still have time during that part, that spring, that summer, to get workouts in and move yourself up a depth chart somewhere else.
I also think that coaches would prefer that. The keeping of the spring window,
those late
rather
additions
than the December one.
Yeah, you can get those late additions where if you have a problem like Charlotte is having. Now, this would be extremely late additions, but like Charlotte is having, as I mentioned earlier on the drive, where they're saying they're missing almost 50% of their starters right now because of injuries. Well, not to say that they would, you know, sub them out and have these guys as the new starters, but at least for however long it takes for their starters to get back, or just you realize, you know, our offensive line has a couple holes in it that we didn't realize until we were getting into the thick of these practices. We need somebody.
What I'm getting at is in December specifically, the reason that I would say coaches might prefer to do away with the December one is they have a better understanding of their roster at that point in the spring. I mean, of what they may need going forward for the summer and the fall. December coaches are, if you're playing in the postseason specifically, want to be probably focused on the 12-team playoff or your bowl game. Or if you're not, then you're worried about your high school recruiting class. Like that's where you're at. But if you're a Georgia, or if you're a Texas or Nebraska, if they are able to make the 12-team playoff, well, then do you want Matt Rhule worried about the attacking the transfer portal, or your game upcoming on Saturday in the quarterfinal of the 12-team playoff against Ohio State or against Texas or against Alabama?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
I think a lot of people would say, well, the latter, because we're playing for a championship here and now. The other is whether or not we're going to be competitive in the next couple of years. And where this goes hand in hand with something that I found yesterday along the social media sphere was a story from CBS Sports headlined NCAA rules postseason contests are no longer going to count against 4-game max for redshirt eligibility. We know that a couple of years ago, right, the NCAA college football announced that you could play up to 4 games and still retain your red shirt the following year. And that's been beneficial for all programs, Nebraska being one of those where guys can get meaningful game experience, meaningful, I guess, being relative at times. Mm-hmm. But now they're going to allow where postseason contests don't matter in that. And mostly bowl games didn't initially matter, but now you're talking about teams that make a 12-team playoff. You could have guys play up to 9 games in a season and it still retain their redshirt eligibility. Now,
that's damn near a full season.
The likelihood that you're going to have a guy that plays 9 games or you want available for 9 games that doesn't play more and burn the redshirt, maybe that's slim. But ultimately, think about what that does for a program like a Georgia. You're able to play them in these blowouts in the early parts of the year, sometimes later parts of the year, since they play Chattanooga in week 11 in the SEC. But you're able to do that. And then, you know what? Now that a 12-team playoff is a thing, you're going to have SEC teams or even Big Ten teams like Ohio State, like Michigan, playing a program like Tulane or playing a program like Liberty. The group of five teams that might not be able to stack up, but still get a spot in the playoff.
Yep.
And the only reason I say might not be able to stack up is because
it's Georgia.
Number one, we're talking about Power Four conference football. And I feel like college football is trending farther and farther away from parity. And what I mean by that is we had the conversation last week about Ohio State and the average and what they're going to be able to disperse. Mm-hmm. No program like a Cincinnati or Liberty or whoever is going to be able to come close to that. It's going to be what feels like such a tall mountain to climb for those programs, not to just knock them off one time, but to truly compete for a national championship.
You're talking
about having to climb that mountain against Power Four conference football opponents 3-4 games in the postseason.
That's a lot. Off Georgia, then you'll have to knock off Ohio State. Then you'll have to knock off Alabama.
And so what I'm getting at, though, with this, where you could play even 6, 7, 8, 9 games, whatever it is, for and still redshirt or qualify for a redshirt, is imagine what that does for a program that's, hypothetically speaking, Georgia, Ohio State are the two main ones that I'm discussing here, where it's almost they're a shoe-in to make the playoff each year.
Yeah.
And you said it yourself, Rico, where it's almost 2 full seasons, essentially, 12-game seasons, where you could play up to 7, 8, 9 games and still preserve your redshirt. What's that do by the time that guy's a junior? He's got a 5-game cushion on some other guys that hadn't even played before in an actual game. And when we bring back the meaning of meaningful football reps, this isn't in an August 31st game against Fresno.
Yeah.
This is against another power conference opponent on some of the biggest stages in college football.
This is Georgia going up against Alabama in the playoff, and you're getting one of your 5-star freshmen who played in 2 games in the regular season, has decided, or not decided, but has come to the realization that he understands the playbook more than he thought he did earlier in the season. His body's filled out as the season has gone on, and now you're entering this postseason. He's already got 2 games. He's feeling more comfortable. You're feeling more comfortable using him. You put him in the game, and you don't have to worry about, oh, well, now we only have him for 3 more years after this. No, you still get him for 4 full years, unless, of course, he goes pro if he is that good.
Or portal.
Yeah, or portal. But it's ridiculous. Not ridiculous. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be really fun to see these guys, because you'll have we've talked about it before in Nebraska in the 90s, Alabama since Nick Saban took over until he decided to retire. You had freshmen coming in knowing, I'm going to sit this year. I'm not going to play at Alabama. If I would have gone anywhere else, I would have started. Yeah. I would have played all of this time. But now you're going to now it's Georgia's turn to do that, right? Yeah. You have a freshman. You have this 5-star defensive lineman who is just ridiculously talented, right? He fills out his body. He understands everything that he has to do towards the end of the season. And one of your starters gets hurt, and you didn't want to use him because you didn't want to burn his red shirt. Now, with this new ruling, you could put him in and still have him for the foreseeable future.
Yeah. It's truly kind of just a wild scenario with college football nowadays. And with that, once again, these can kind of go hand in hand, is if you are a freshman that played in 4 games that is thinking about potentially moving on. Well, if they do away with the spring window, you got to make that decision before your team plays in the college football 12-team format. It just has to. Let's step aside. When we come back, we'll be joined by our good friend of the program, Steve Mark of Inside Nebraska. He'll talk recruiting, and he'll also talk a little bit of running backs with Nebraska football, as we are just 3 days away from the Huskers kicking things off against the UTEP Miners. We'll do that coming up next on 93.7 The Ticket.